Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. So, our guest is Dr. Jeff Guske. We're having a hard time reaching him. He's an ER physician, so who knows what he is up to right now. It could be an emergency, but we're going to try to hook up with him this hour at least, if we can get him. But if not, that means we have some time to talk to you. Here's the phone line, 314-436-7900. And I saw a text from Greg, our favorite P1, as he says. He says, I am wondering, did you not find playing old Cardinals song a while back? No, I played an old Cardinals song. There was a very popular song that producer Mike just could not get out of his head. I don't know what it was all about, but...
We remember when you doubted us the first time, saying this is it, you've had enough. Cause like we hadn't won a game in 2 weeks when you said you needed space.
What?
I don't know if that's anyone's favorite, but still, I kind of enjoyed it. You know, they're local. They made their own parody song for the St. Louis Cardinals. And you know what? I like that kind of effort. I like the effort. Who knows if they made any songs after that, but I would welcome them to, and I would be happy to play them here on Overnight America. Let's take some of your calls. And Dwayne's holding on. Welcome to Overnight America. Dwayne?
Yes, Ryan, thank you for taking the call.
Go ahead, Dwayne. I can hear you.
Okay. I'm having a hard time finding hand sanitizer. And will a Listerine work good for that?
Ooh, I've never heard of anyone using Listerine for it. You know, some people have been making their own hand sanitizer. I've seen some people try to convert alcohol into it just because they, you know, can and they want to experiment with it. You know, I haven't had any luck with it. And I got to tell you, I haven't been keeping an eye on hand sanitizer, but anytime I walk into a Target lately, the first thing they say to you is, we don't have any hand sanitizer or toilet paper. Very first thing they say to you. But then you go somewhere else and then they have it. It's, you know, it's, I guess, where do you shop at, Dwayne?
Well, I shop at Snook's a lot. And,
yeah.
I'm a disabled. So I can't go a lot of places.
That makes sense where you can't just go around and try to find it. You know, you can't just go and keep driving until you find it. That does make sense. You know, have Dwayne, have you tried some of the different stores that offer, they open their doors early for people that may be higher risk? Have you tried that and maybe have better luck with it?
No, I haven't. I went to Walmart one time. And I've got to have them bring an electric cart out to me so I can get in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had no problem doing that, you know, calling ahead and they'll send somebody out with the cart.
Yeah, that's nice of them to do that. That's really nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, I wish you luck in finding some hand sanitizer. I know that I used to have, like, these little mini ones in the car. I'm pretty much out of them at this point. So my wife makes me take wipes because we use the hand sanitizer wipes. You can find some of those, too. It's not liquid form. But, yeah, just make sure you're still washing your hands when you get in and out and using the soap you know, the washing goes a long way because the virus can't survive the soap on the washings and things. You know what? Washing your hands is actually more effective than hand sanitizer anyway. It's just more convenient to have it when you're on the go.
Okay, Ryan, thank you for taking my call.
Anytime, Dwayne. Have a good weekend. And you can call, too, if you want. But I think we're going to try to reach our guests one more time. If we don't reach our guests in this next segment, we're going to move forward, and we're going to talk more about what happened today during the press conference. There was a few updates that were there. If you want to text in your comments or questions, you can. Or if you want to comment on them, we may take them next. It just depends if we can get our guest, Dr. Jeff Guskey, on Overnight America KMOX.
KMOX is St. Louis's news, talk, sports, radio.
Welcome back to Overnight America. We could not get a hold of our guests, but that's okay because we still have a lot to talk about on the show tonight. And it is the last show of the week, which means we keep things a little bit more flexible. If there's something you want to talk about, something we missed this week, you know, we talked a lot of the coronavirus. So if there's anything else you want to bring up, this is your opportunity. Thank you for letting me into your home. If you're just listening at home, keeping the radio on, I see it as an honor that you let me keep you company at night. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We can talk about anything. You want to talk the coronavirus, we can. If you want to talk about China, we can. If you want to talk about washing your hands, we can. If you want to talk about Mario Kart, we can talk about that too. It's all up to you. So from the press conference from earlier today, let me at least set the stage with this, because there's a few things that they covered, and there's actually really good things. Steve Mnuchin brought up the programs that they're going to be offering. He actually mentioned President Obama in his answering session, which it's kind of funny to hear it brought up in this light. So let me start with President Trump, who was given an update.
Well, you're fighting this battle from home. We're working with the best scientists, doctors, and researchers anywhere in the world. We're racing to develop new ways to protect against the virus, as well as therapies, treatments, and ultimately a vaccine. And we're making a lot of progress, I think medically a lot of progress. Mm. At the same time, we're also racing to get relief to American workers and small businesses, as you know. I want to remind small business owners across America that the Paycheck Protection Program is launching tomorrow. Nearly $350 billion in loans will be available to small businesses, including sole proprietors. These loans are up to 100% forgivable as long as employers keep paying their workers. Got to take care of your workers. Furthermore, we want Social Security beneficiaries to know that if they are typically not required to file a tax return, they don't have to file one in order to receive the direct cash payments that will soon be distributed to American citizens.
So this is something that's new from the president today. Originally, they said, okay, if you have information on file that you've direct deposited a refund from the federal government when you file your taxes, then you are on the fast track. That's how they want to distribute your stimulus money. Then they said, if you haven't filed because you're on Social Security or you don't really have an income or disability or whatever it is, and you don't qualify and you don't have to file, then you would have to do something special, and they'll send you a check or whatever it is, and then you have to fill out a tax form and make sure the IRS knows you're there. Well, they're changing that to make it as easy as possible. You know what? There's the bigger problem. You know, the Fed seemed like they got all of their, they got this handled. I mean, they're doing a great job. I really do believe President Trump and the Corona Task Force is just doing a fantastic job the way that they're doing it. And what you find is on the state level, people are having issues. So if you have lost your job or furloughed and you try to file for unemployment, that the websites can't handle it or they can't figure out how to get you the right amount of money, because there is the federal aspect of trying to give you more than what you normally would, as in all of your wages are covered as opposed to maybe a percentage of it or just whatever the minimum would be. Now you're eligible to get full wages for a couple of months, and that's going to be helpful. But when people go on to the website to file, they're finding that it's either crashing or not allowing them to do it. And people are really upset with some of these states that haven't got up to snuff yet, you know? They really got to do that. Steve Mnuchin, by the way, talking about employee retention, I thought this was really good because the president mentioned these loans for small businesses.
And I'm also pleased to report the employee retention credit. It's up and running. The first $10,000 of wages. You get a 50% credit. That's $5,000 per person. For everyone who's kept someone, you can immediately get that money. You can deduct it from what you owe the IRS immediately. If you don't owe us money, you'll get a refundable tax credit. So that is up and running.
This is awesome. These are great, great, great things for businesses in order to keep employees. They want you to make sure they stay working. So let's say it's a hard time. You're not having the income, and a lot of different industries, radio included, have some issues when it comes to revenue coming into the radio stations or the whatever industry you're in right now. The idea is the government is going to give every incentive in the world to make sure you retain people, to keep them working, even during this tough time. As in, it may be tough right now, but on the back end, you know, as a company, you're going to be filing taxes at some point. You're going to be getting retention credits. This is a really big deal. In this small business portion of it, the loans that they're going to be offering to small businesses, we've had people call in too, and they've said, what am I supposed to do if I'm an independent contractor? They actually answered that.
The SBA and Treasury committed to get this program up and running tomorrow. And when Jovita says people working around the clock, they literally, we had both teams working till 4 o'clock in the morning and start working again today. We've heard feedback from lenders, community banks, regional banks, and we spent the last 24 hours making this system even easier. So this will be up and running tomorrow. I encourage all small businesses that have 500 or fewer people, please contact your lenders. Any FDIC institution will be able to do this, any credit union, existing SBA lenders, and fintech lenders. You get the money, you'll get it the same day. You use this to pay your workers. Please bring your workers back to work if you've let them go. You have 8 weeks plus overhead. This is a very important program.
You have 8 weeks plus overhead. Bring your employees back. This is awesome. I mean, the way that they are trying to make sure the workforce is not completely disrupted. So we go in, I mean, think of the swings we can go through. We were going through record low unemployment numbers. It was amazing. So many people were working. The numbers were incredibly low. And now, because of the coronavirus, we're doing a swing in the opposite direction. We may see some numbers that rival the Great Depression. Some people are out there scaring you, hearing things like that. That's terrible. And when we try to put this into perspective, let me play this one clip real quick, because Jovita Carenza is her name. And this is what she talks about, because some people are wondering, you know, why spend $2 trillion? Listen to how she answers this. This is actually a great answer.
We're concerned about all businesses. And as the secretary indicated, we're looking at employees being ready, not lost in this process. We want businesses to stay intact because they represent half the GDP. So if we spend $1 trillion to support 10 trillion or 11 trillion, I think that's a significant investment, and that's what we're focused on.
Is there a certain segment that you
think? All right, so before you hear the rest from Steve Mnuchin there, think about that. If we spend $1 trillion or 2 trillion to make sure we don't lose 10 or 11 trillion, it's worth it. Well, think about what that 10, 11 trillion represents. It may represent you. It may represent where you work. It may represent your livelihood. It may represent your ability to not be kicked out and live on the street. That's a pretty big deal. So, good. This is good representation. The way that they're spending this money, it is a necessity in order to fight this unforeseen thing. You know, what can you do about it? There's nothing you can do. You ever been caught in a situation where it just kills you inside knowing that you got to pay the money? This is what it's like whenever I go to a game and they say it's going to cost $30 to park. And you're like, you got to be kidding me, $30. But what am I going to do? What, going to turn around and just not go? You got to pay the $30. It's almost like that with the economy right now. What else are you going to do? You're going to threaten to have so many people lose wages, or are you going to pump money into the economy, put some protections in for those people so they can keep their jobs, make sure the businesses have the incentive to bring them back, keep them working, so on the back end, they can get these credits and get it back there, get these low or 0% interest loans so they can pay their people. The idea is, yes, the business gets to continue on, the business gets to stay, but the bigger picture of this is that you're not having the people that would have depended on you, the ones that are working in that business, go unemployed for a long period of time, which would be even more costly for the economy. This is the way they bring this up and the way they explain this, I fully agree with it, and I think it's a good thing what they're doing. All right, let's take a couple of your calls at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And let's start with good old Minister Mike calling in first. Welcome to Overnight America.
How you doing, Ryan?
Good.
Anyway, I wanted to bring this up. I've seen this on, like, YouTube and stuff, and I haven't heard it mentioned on the radio, and I'm glad you're around. There was this pastor in a mega church in a place. Yeah,
was this the one in Ohio?
Go ahead.
Was this the one that was in Ohio?
Wherever it was at, but he got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor I'm talking about got arrested. Now, the question I like to ask, not a foolish question. Now, you know how they wanted to not have so many people in there? He got arrested, and to be fair with the pastor, if he got arrested, I'll just make a point, people can decide what they think. How come the people in the congregation was arrested as well? They know better. And just blame it on the pastor. Or do you think he should have been arrested, or you think maybe they should gave him a warning? My wife said they should have gave him warning, but he did get arrested.
Okay, I guess I can try to answer that. Thank you, Mike. Good to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that the pastor I'm thinking of was in Ohio, and I can't remember where, but they have about 500 people in their congregation. Does 500 count as a mega church? I always thought mega churches were 1,000 or more, but nonetheless, they warned him, the city council, they knew that they were putting these services on, and they know that there is an issue with spreading this sort of thing. Can the government tell you not to have church services? Well, it's a case-by-case basis. Each state is handling this differently. Here in Missouri, I don't think that you'll be in trouble for doing it, but what you're finding is that the churches are preemptively saying that we want to keep our people safe, so we're going to find alternate ways to do these services in the meantime. Some states, they'll say you're allowed to do it. Some states, you're not. In Ohio, they said you can't. I'm sure the pastor can argue it. I'm sure that he's going to get a lawyer, and I'm sure that he's going to be able to get these charges dropped. But what they're essentially saying is that when it comes to churches, the limit on how many people you can have together is still intact. Some states look at it differently. I guess Ohio looks at it that one way. You know, do I look at it that way? Nah. This is a tough one. I don't like the government stepping in and telling churches what they can do. I got to say that even in a time of emergency, people use some pretty good discretion on their own. In a time of emergency, do you really want every single liberty infringed on, including your right to go and praise whatever you want to? So it's a tough one. I don't think he should have been arrested. No, I don't think he should have been arrested. If anything, I think someone should have convinced him that it was dumb to begin with, and you want to be able to protect the people of your church. That's what they should have done. Changed his mind. That would have been a much smarter way of handling it. Let's go to Jeff in Ferguson. What's going on, Jeff?
Oh, nothing much. I was just curious. I have a couple of relatives who's on SSI, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to find some information for them. Do they have?
Yeah. How old are they?
Information. 40s.
Okay. I think they're allowed.
They've had some work injuries.
So did they? No, I'm pretty sure they're allowed to. Then again, as it all depends. You know, they've set up different websites. Have they filed in the past? Like, do they actually have income they file?
No, they haven't. They haven't needed a file.
Yeah, all I think you have to do is they're setting this portal up tomorrow, and their idea is they don't want to print and send checks out. What they want is people that don't have.
Well,
a
yeah, they got
the
direct
IRS.
Deposits, but I'm hearing they have to file something, and something they don't.
Yeah, well, they just changed that. So that was part of the press conference today. It was pretty confusing.
I heard Social Security, but SSI is different.
I think it's this. I think the process, though, is the same. So essentially, if the IRS doesn't have like a direct deposit from a refund on file for you, what you have to do is go to the web portal that they're opening tomorrow, and then you fill out your information through that web portal. So that way they can still direct deposit it. I think that's what the process is going to be. So when they open this up tomorrow, they should be able to go online, try it, right? They should be able to put their info in, and that's going to ultimately determine.
Well, they already got direct deposits for their stuff. So I was just wondering if they still have to file for tax, a minimum thing.
You know, I don't think they do. Well, based on what they said today, it's not like you don't have to physically file something with the IRS, like a tax form. It's going to the web portal. If you haven't filed through the IRS for taxes, it's going to that web portal and essentially telling them that, you know, you qualify. So that's what they're pushing it towards right now. So,
and two quick things. I've been reading that they're not expecting Missouri to be a hotspot current model from what I've read. Have you heard that?
No. And you know what they keep saying? This is what drives me crazy, too. People go out there and they say, well, what you need to do is look at the states that are having these giant outbreaks like New York, and you have to go even harder on them so they don't turn into a New York.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so that's basically what we're going to try to do, is try to avoid us becoming it. But I don't think we were on that track to begin with, and I think it would be overly cautious to try to go like to a New York full shutdown. Jeff, good to call in. Thank you very much for calling in this tonight.
Bye, good night.
Did I hear that right, Producer Mike? Dr. Guskey is going to join us? Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll take a look at your weather. We're going to talk to Dr. Jeff Guskey coming up next on Overnight America KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
And welcome back. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and our guest we were able to get a hold of, Dr. Jeff Guskey, is an ER physician, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about being on the front lines of this COVID-19 fight. He's also a National Geographic photographer, looks at the humanity of it all. Dr. Guskey, thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
It's an honor. I'm really glad to be with you tonight, and I hope everyone's safe.
Yeah, and you've seen a lot, I'm guessing, the last couple of weeks.
I was on duty, 24-hour shift through this morning, saw COVID yesterday, and unfortunately, we almost ran out of PPE. We're talking about using garbage bags to protect us. Just surreal.
You've never seen a time like this then, I'm guessing, in your
career.
Nothing
like it, no. Well, actually, yes, I have seen a lot worse, but not in the context of working in the ER. I was the first fine art photographer to go behind the Iron Curtain and document a hidden world, the Holocaust. So, you know, and this is how modern societies that melt down, you know, and into genocide. And people have this, we're not anywhere close to what people have been through in modern times and recovered from. And you see this amazing humanity and purpose and meaning and strength and courage and people sacrificing for one another. So that's what we're seeing now, but it could be much worse. You know, we have internet, we have food, we have law and order, we have healthcare that's, you know, amazingly intact. We have ambulances. We've got it so much better than this is like a wake-up call. It'll protect us from things that could be much worse.
Yeah. So where are you at right now?
I'm in Dallas. I'm in my home, not too far from the ER. And hey, can I share something with you that I'm going to be talking to millions of people about all over the country, that and you'll be the first, that is perhaps one of the most important things people can do to stay safe in their home.
Yes, please.
It has to do with indoor air humidity. So I have a brilliant friend named Rick Keller, who's an expert on modeling the airborne spread of viral diseases. And, you know, I've been hearing this for years, you know, where he perfectly has predicted the start and the end of Ebola or MERS or the first SARS. And it has to do with something no one is really talking about. And so I want, he sent me this podcast from 11 years ago, Scientific American. It's a 60-second podcast called Humidity Helps Fight Flu. And I believe that if wet air in your home, it's not relative humidity, it's absolute humidity, cranking up the humidity to 50, if not 60%, will prevent airborne or viruses that are on surfaces from drying out and getting into the air, let alone viruses spread from person to person. So if you're in your home isolating, but you just go out, you know, to the store or walking the dog or something, and you touch something, you don't know it, you come in, that could be a problem. This will prevent that. And so I bought one myself. Everyone should be cranking up the humidity.
Wow, so you mean like a humidifier? That's what you're talking about?
Just a simple home humidifier, yeah.
Yeah.
So humidity helps fight flu. You just type that in online, and you can listen to it. It's so logical, and no one is talking about it. Rick told me, can I share something amazing?
Yeah.
So we've heard about how the tragedy of New Orleans and Mardi Gras, they should have canceled Mardi Gras. Well, Rick tracks red days and green days in terms of disease spread. And lo and behold, the two busiest days of Mardi Gras back-to-back were red days with the highest rates of infectivity because, you know, New Orleans, which is usually wet and moist, they were dry. And then the next day, his wife had to go down there for a meeting from Texas, where we live. She's a lawyer for American Heart. And she was talking when she got home to Rick about how her hair got frizzy. So the next day after Mardi Gras, it got back to humidity. You know, so had that happened during Mardi Gras, we would not have seen what this sad, tragic spread of disease we're seeing now. It's about humidity, because humidity prevents these particles from spreading. You know, it goes from like almost nothing to spreading 20, 30 feet.
You know, that's interesting, because we've talked about how, you know, washing your hands and just basically the virus breaks down the proteins or whatever it is, and they can't find a host after you break this down through the soap and water process. So keeping humidity high in your house, is that essentially doing the same thing?
No. Completely different. It has to do with the physics of air and the way that these, you know, when you look at dust particles in the air, you know, sometimes the sun will come in at a certain angle and you see the dust in the air, you know, just floating around and circulating. Well, when the air is dry, these viruses just float, and they can go very far distances, you know, if somebody coughs or breathes even. And yet when the air is wet, that doesn't happen, or it happens way, way less. So the hand washing, let me share another tip with your audiences. And this is, I'm embarrassed to say this. I have been practicing emergency medicine for 30-some years, and last night after seeing this COVID patient, you know, I've been trying to keep up with all the latest stuff, and it's changing every day, and there's this amazing podcast for doctors, but anybody can go online and look at it, and I learned how to wash my hands like never before, and you can see a video. It's called Emergency Medicine Cases, and there's a whole section on corona or COVID. And there's one on hand washing, and there's 7 steps. And oh my God, it just changed the way I see the world. You know, it's very simple. Yeah, it's not, you know, usually, I mean, doctors learn how to scrub in, you know, and there you have a surgical brush. But this is where you're just using your two hands, and you get all the spaces between your fingers, your thumb, your knuckles, your fingertips, your wrists, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a viral video where the person was wearing gloves and they put what looked like a little bit of black ink or something or paint and showed them the process of how to hit all the nooks and crannies, and here's a couple of different things you can try. Yeah, I've tried to do that, and you know what it does essentially? It helps you buy some more time, because it's hard to come up with 20 seconds of putting your hands together sometimes, so you try these few techniques, it helps eat up some of that 20 seconds.
And if you have to just use plain soap and water, that will get you like 99% of the way there. You don't need, well, I don't know if that may not be quite accurate, but the Purell and the stuff, the most important thing is just washing your hands with soap and water.
Yeah. So, doctor,
Yes, sir.
Oh. Dr. Jeff Guskey, I'm wondering, too, is 100% of your time committed to this coronavirus, or are you still working on other patients?
No. Oh, yeah. No, we see other patients, but the numbers have declined, and people are staying away, which is good, using telemedicine. And they're just afraid to come in the ER, and that they should not be in the ER unless they have to be. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. I mean, think we're in a whole different world, all of us. And I want to send a note of praise to all of the emergency providers, not just doctors, nurses, all the emergency personnel, police officers, firemen, everyone, because we're all on a front. We're all of us. In fact, the whole society is on a front line. But emergency providers are putting their lives on the line for their fellow citizens. And this is a moment of incredible nobility in our society, which taps what it means to be an American. You put your life on the line for complete strangers, and you do it unselfishly with nothing in it for you except doing the right thing. And that's wow. Where our greatness comes from. It's not, in my view, it's not a rah-rah thing. It's not nationalism. It's not, it's not just thinking we're better than everyone else. It's about actions. It's about unselfishness. It's about altruism. It's the art of little things, these tiny acts of conscience and decency and goodness that people do when no one is looking. You multiply that times millions, and that's a society. And that's what will get us back so quick. But there's something, Ryan, if I can share another story.
Yeah.
So I have an exhibit at the Smithsonian, or I'm part of an exhibit right now at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. And this is a story about race that unites us when we've been so divided for decades. And when all this settles down, people are going to be very stressed. And I'm afraid, that somebody's going to try to set the match to the race divisions and set the country on fire. And this is a story that unites us about race. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I was very honored to find the only trace of a black combat unit from World War I, which is now featured in the exhibit at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. Mm-hmm. And it turns out it was almost a mystical bridge across time, because it was not just any black unit. It's almost like too much of a coincidence, but they were the only all African American unit in the U.S. military with all black officers and all black soldiers. And 102 years ago, that unit was already 49 years old. So there's a Corona connection that is equally jaw dropping, and nobody knows this. It's just been completely lost to history. 20 years before World War I, this unit of African-American patriots and visionaries, they were not victims, they were visionaries. They volunteered to go to war during a frightening infectious disease pandemic. They were the first all-African-American unit to ever deploy in war. Mm. And they go down into the Spanish-American War when American soldiers are dropping like flies, 90% from infectious disease and 10% from combat. Wow. I mean, there was fear in the air. And in the face of that fear, with amazing leadership and vision and a relentless belief in themselves, they show us all how we defeat Corona. They come back as heroes, because what happens is that the black surgeons understand infectious disease, and their hospitals are so clean that the disease rates plummet. They save countless lives. They come home and are applauded. The commander, who is the first colonel in the history of the American military, first black colonel, is named Colonel John R. Marshall, born a slave, the illegitimate grandson of the longest sitting U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice, even through today. His grandfather inaugurated Thomas Jefferson. Guess what? He's invited to the White House by President McKinley. How's that for going full circle?
How about that?
Here's the bottom line. the bottom line is that in war, in 9/11 moments, in the ER, and now, when we are in crisis, we do not see race, we see human. Complete strangers put their lives on the line to save complete strangers. It's never about skin color. And when that happens, the rescuer is as changed as the rescued, because we reconnect to our own internal sense of being a human being, and it never leaves us. And wow. So this is a moment for all of us it's like a second chance to get race right in America. And this story of African-American heroes that helped save America 120 some years ago is a way to realize that all of us have skin in the game, and it's not about race that divides us.
Wow. Well, I know that you have some of your work online, and I'm sure people are going to want to find out about you. What's your website they can go to?
JeffGuskey.com. Mm-hmm. And if they link that I mentioned at the beginning about the Scientific American Humidity Helps Fight Flu, I just posted to link to my LinkedIn page. They just go to Jeff Guskey and they can see the link, or they can just type it in on their own.
Yeah.
And so let's just all realize that this is going to change us in ways that are good and make us strong and will stay with us and help us spring back as a country and an economy. We get really clear in these moments, and we care about the things that matter, and we get rehumanized.
Wow. Dr. Jeff Guskey, thank you so much for the time tonight. Thank you for the information. And Humidity Helps Fight Flu. We'll post that up on Facebook, too, so people can find it and your link to your website.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Very good to have you tonight.
Sir. Okay. Stay well. Thank you.
I will. Thank you. You too. He joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line. Wow. I mean, he's got some stories, man. I thought that was fantastic. This is Overnight America KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. We only have a couple of seconds here, really. Is that right? 55-50? Is that what you said, Producer Mike? I know Rich has been holding on forever, but lucky for Rich, he's been holding on at the job, so he's getting paid to hold on the line. So I hope you can hold on. We went a long, long interview with Dr. Jeff Guskey, and I'm glad we did. He was just really fantastic. You know, during the break, I'm going to run up and see how much I can buy a humidifier for on Amazon, because he's coming up with some really great, great tips. Could humidity be the key to fight this thing? Wow. We're going to post that online in a link at Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.